With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Many conservatives are mourning the death of activist Charlie Kirk. In remarks last night at Turning Point USA in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's wife, widow Erica, said she'd seen a worldwide outpouring of love for her husband.
I've heard the testimonies from people my husband inspired to get married, to start families, to seek out a relationship with God. It's the most important.
And the leaders in the country are trying to find ways to provide solace to citizens while denouncing political violence in the country. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tells the Salem Radio Network the shooting of Salem Radio host Charlie Kirk was a great shock to many people.
Well, I don't think many people have witnessed the murder of a fellow American and somebody who was doing nothing but exercising his free speech rights to try to educate a generation of young Americans about some very important principles.
The White House posted a proclamation on their website where President Trump ordered all flags at government and military facilities to be flown at half-staff until sunset September 14th. Senator Eric Smith is calling out Democrat leaders in big cities that are refusing Trump administration help with their growing crime wave.
They were just in it to be in power. They were never serious about tackling violent crime. Because if you were, I can say as a former prosecutor, here's exactly what you would do. You would have a large police presence, very visible, so that people who are doing bad things are arrested, and that might deter other people from doing bad things. And then when people are arrested, you would prosecute them severely under the law, under the full extent, maximum extent of the law.
The Missouri Republican made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump making his second state visit to the U.K. next week. He and the First Lady will arrive in the U.K. Tuesday. On Wednesday, they'll be greeted by Prince William and Catherine, Princes of Wales, before they're received by King Charles. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is in Massachusetts. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. Barrett says she wrote the book to make the nation's highest court accessible to non-lawyers. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court recently upheld a civil jury's finding that President Trump must pay $83 million to E. Jean Carroll for his social media attacks against the longtime advice columnist. Senator Tom Cotton believes the matter is far from over.
I would expect the president will keep fighting it again. You know, like so many of the claims against him, was manufactured, and if I recall, it may have even been time-barred in some ways, except for novel legal theories that maybe should have never seen the inside of a courtroom.
The Arkansas Republican made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he believes the Russian-Ukraine war would end if all NATO countries stopped buying oil from Russia and placed tariffs on China of 50 to 100% for its purchases of Russian petroleum. The president posted on his social media site Saturday that NATO's commitment to winning the war has been far less than 100%, and the purchase of Russian oil by some members of the alliance is shocking. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.